One of the central accounting reforms supported by President Bush and already instituted by federal regulators is a move that makes top executives more responsible for the accuracy of financial reports. CEOs and chief financial officers at the country's largest corporations are being told they must sign a document personally certifying the validity of their company's financial information. Business groups support the move, but some corporate critics feel it's only a small step in the right direction. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
WorldCom's Bernie Ebbers and Enron's Ken Lay amassed colossal fortunes while their companies were misstating earnings and deceiving investors and employees. That's got many in Washington vowing to make chief executives more accountable. For decades, CEOs have been required to sign a form attesting to the accuracy of their firm's annual financial statements. But Securities and Exchange Commission officials and President Bush now say these executives will have to go a step further and not just sign as an officer of the company, but also personally certify their firm's accounting.
The SEC has ordered the leaders of nearly 1,000 large public companies to certify that the financial information they submitted in the last year was fair and it was accurate.
Some lawyers suspect that the order is a precursor to legal action by the SEC against more top executives. But given the rash of accounting scandals and problems with investor confidence, the move is being largely welcomed by CEOs at the wide range of U.S. companies that fall under the new order.
If you don't have anything to hide, you should not have a problem signing it. That's my view.
William Hickey is the CEO of Sealed Air Corporation, which he says, after inventing bubble wrap in the 1960s, has steadily grown to become a $3 billion company selling all kinds of commercial plastic wraps. Hickey says the new SEC order is fair and constructive.
I think that's the case with a good number of my CEO friends and colleagues who really do run their companies in an open and responsible way.
Hickey insists that he always took very seriously the pre-existing requirement of signing financial reports, but he says he feels a strong sense now that as a CEO, he's being put on notice.
The pen will be heavier. This new requirement says you sign it with personal liability. That's your house, your car, your bank account. So it definitely is a stronger certification.
Or at least it seems like it is. Many lawyers say that in a courtroom, the new certification might not mean much more than the one that existed before.
I think this is a useful reform, but it's not quite the dramatic change that the public at large might think.
John Coffey teaches securities law at Columbia University. He says one of the most important things the new SEC order might do is to jolt CEOs into realizing the liability they've had all along. But he says pre-existing laws made it a crime to knowingly file a false form with a government agency. And he says in a lawsuit, top executives can still plead ignorance even if they've signed this new, more explicit personal certification.
It'll still be possible to say, I was deceived. I, in good faith, signed this, but I was lied to by my subordinates or by the accountants. The CEO will still be able to point his finger at the chief financial officer or some other underling and blame it on him.
That's exactly what Coffey expects will unfold as litigation progresses against Enron, WorldCom, and other firms. And actually, Coffey says this new signing requirement for top managers could hurt existing cases against top executives. He says defense attorneys could claim the new signing requirement implies that the old one wasn't really binding. Chris Arnold, NPR News.